This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
There are tens of thousands of emails that hackers have released in the last 3 days of the Democratic Party, of George Soros, and of other criminal organizations. And you're only going to see more of those leaks coming out in the days and weeks to come, in the 80 days that we've got out from the election. 80 and change. In fact, how many days exactly is it? I want to 83 days. And notice what's in the George Soros emails, thousands and thousands and thousands of them that folks are digging through. Global government, open up Europe, condition everyone in Europe and the U.S. to accept collapsing borders, and then bring in the groups and organize them and basically skim money off the top of the welfare they're given to siphon it back into the big foundations and back into the criminal combines. Where did I hear this before? In my documentary films, on the radio, and in the stories at Infowars.com. Because we don't need these emails to know this. It is on record that this is their plan at the United Nations. It's just interesting to see Soros directing it from behind the scenes. The video that we shot on Saturday is titled Shocker. UN admits migrant crisis plan to overthrow the West. And in their own words, they say basically get rid of white people. Now, they're selling this to the 90-plus percent of the planet that isn't white, and most of which happen to be third world, that this is a reverse colonialism conquering the West. The third world populations are being used as cannon fodder. Remember the global government treaty that was leaked in 2008, the Copenhagen text? And what did it say? That they were going to right at double. It was right below doubling, 1 point below doubling, the taxes on the third world that the West would pay. The third world has been looted and robbed by the mega corporations that don't operate in free market but operate as combines since the days of the British East India and Dutch East India Company. And it's that model that is the planetary government we now face. And we have George Soros, that never saw a scam he didn't love, who's overthrown scores of countries, devalued their currencies in the West and in the third world. And now you have Daily Caller and others digging through the emails. Top story on DrudgeReport.com. Kingdom of Soros. Influence world with refugee crisis. Cash for social justice. And they admit that first they tell you it's 100,000, it's really a million. Then they tell you it's 2 million, it's 5 million. And that they're going to flood everybody with these folks. And then restrict our free speech through social media and ban our speech and not let us criticize it. We already saw that happen in Europe. I called it before Germany and France declared civil emergencies. And again, I'm not up here bragging. I called it. We know the enemy program. And we have to organize against it and expose it. It is the mega offshore rich, diplomatically immune, above the law, tax exempt, organizing the desperate third world to bring down what's left of independent wealth the globalists don't control, because they implement. Just like you see a cop car and it says tax exempt. The cop themselves isn't a bad person, but that idea that the state is tax exempt and can give state powers to private corporations, making themselves exempt, they then organize higher taxes on everybody else, bring in third world populations to be their enforcers, and it's game over. By the way, that's actually in the documents as well. How they're going to use the illegals as the new constabulary. That means the enforcers. But first, they have to remove the old constabulary. I'm Alex Jones. This is the program to defeat globalism.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit silveratmarket.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. Silveratmarket.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Technically, I wasn't invited to this wedding, but you can stroll into any event with a camera and people will assume you're the photographer. This bag's holding more than cameras. It's also got an RFID scanner that's picking up all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even that key to your office. So while the bride's taking his last name, I'll be taking yours. Say cheese!
Do you have a stronghold on your identity? ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over a decade ago. For about the same price as an unprotected wallet, you can get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. Other RFID blocking technology simply isn't the same. Check the label. If it's not an ID Stronghold, it's probably weak.
I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in bifold, trifold, and the popular mini style.
Get the original RFID blocking wallets. IDStronghold.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point. Natural selection, the process by which the strongest, the smartest, the fastest reproduced in greater numbers than the rest, a process which had once favored the noblest traits of man, now began to favor different traits. Most science fiction of the day predicted a future that was more civilized and more intelligent. But as time went on, things seemed to be heading in the opposite direction, a dumbing down.
Harvard researchers have found children who live in high fluoride areas have significantly lower IQs.
Enjoy your extra big ass fry!
Researchers found members of Congress, on average, speak at a 10th grade level. Most Americans read at an 8th or 9th grade level.
Look, now, I'll talk slow so you can understand me.
It was just a few thousand years ago that our ancestors were using primitive grunts to communicate.
Hillary's a good leader. I trust Hillary. Hillary is a good leader.
I stand here as a free slave.
You are so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
Mankind became stupider at a frightening rate.
You're a white man!
You want to know what I found out? Most of England speaks Americanish.
I don't feel no ways tired.
I come too far.
I believe that our
education, like such as South Africa and Iraq, everywhere like such as. And I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. or should help South Africa.
What does that mean?
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics.
We now go live to Violence Channel correspondent for Micah Davis at the Extreme Court with highlights on today's trial.
Good to see you in this exercise in transparency and democracy.
Is that what it is?
Dust Bowl had ravaged food supplies, and the number one movie in the country was called Ass.
If Mr. Trump is suggesting that there is a conspiracy theory, that's ridiculous. That doesn't make any sense.
Of course the elections will not be rigged. What does that mean?
Obama, you should run for a third term because you need
to... Obama, third term!
How many sides does a triangle have?
Damn, four.
There's no sides.
What's Osama bin Laden most infamous for?
Osama?
Yeah.
Or Obama?
Osama.
I have no idea who Osama is.
Which state does KFC come from?
What, the chicken?
Yeah. I really don't know.
Okay, do you know what KFC stands for?
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
A little further south from that facility, there's a completely separate building where they get this, change raw sewage water into water people drink.
Why? Like out the toilet?
But Brando's got what plants crave.
It's got electrolytes.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
What's your hair would be bigger?
Infowars.com.
Circus, everybody, look at the monkey.
Look at the monkey.
Oh, it was, I did that on purpose. Ladies and gentlemen, we have to have a little bit of fun with the decline of civilization. We have to have some gallows humor, but this is going to be an incredible transmission today. Particularly, we have a major Stanford Research Institute study confirming Democratic election fraud on a massive scale to steal the election from Bernie Sanders. Now, I know you already know that. I know we chronicled that here on air. And the Republicans tried the same thing with Donald Trump, but because he fought back, they failed. And that is a lesson to us on every front about fighting back. But that is the big news today. And it's in even places like U.S. News and World Report. It's even in the Associated Press. Here's another headline. Can the 2016 election be rigged? You bet. That's out of the Hill newspaper. Meanwhile, Debbie Wasserman Schultz has come out and admitted, this came out a few days ago, she said it on tape, but now it's getting some traction, that she was there in the Democratic National Committee to make sure Hillary got the nomination. Now, of course, she's denied this previously, but this is like CNN coming out and saying, you know, we're doing everything we can to get Hillary elected. Everybody's like, wow, they admit it. They admit it. I was watching Fox News this weekend, and they said, coming up, is there bias in the media against Donald Trump? So I sat there and I waited till they finally got to that piece, and they weren't sure. They weren't sure on Fox News if there was bias. They weren't sure. This is the level of idiocy and how stupid they think we are. So we're going to be getting to all of that today. That they stole the election from the Bernie Sanders voters, and that's a fact. And they can have Rachel Maddow and Chris Hayes and everybody sit up there and make jokes and sit up there and edit together videos of things I've said in the last 20 years. Try to make us look silly, but we have been pushing more than anybody else but Drudge the narrative that we should have free and open elections. And if you want to say we're bad people because of that, please throw me in that briar patch, because I'm very proud of the fact that we've been exposing it. We've had a huge effect stopping it in the case of Trump. And we are continuing to force that narrative out there and have been proven right by the Stanford Research Institute and other major studies. It is a fact that this is going on. And it is a fact that having poll watchers and exposing this may make them be forced to back down. So we're not going down without a fight here. Now, let me tell you what else is coming up. We've talked about this some in the last month, but now it's confirmed. U.S. nukes in Turkey vulnerable to terrorists and other hostile forces think tank. And that means basically Ergun capturing them. That's code for that. That's RT. This is AP. China's launch of quantum satellite, major step in space race. Military first for Iran as Russian bombers based on its territory launch airstrikes on Syria. Scientists built a mini black hole out of sound waves. Burned down white suburbs. There's new developments there. Brexit unlikely before 2019. Flight attendants caught on video spraying pesticide on passengers. Investigations reveal routine practice. In fact, we've had crew members that have been on planes recently where they're spraying pesticide and saying, it's not harmful, don't worry. Fluoride's not harmful either. Neither is a hatchet upside the head. Speaking of hatchets upside the head, France and other countries are having to shut down large stretches of road because the migrant invaders that resemble a zombie horde of military-age men are killing people with hatchets and hammers and robbing their cars en masse. Total bedlam is descending into those countries by design, and now they're developing a national police force for each of those countries, from Sweden to Germany to France. And they admit that they are linking up with Muslim leaders online to arrest anyone criticizing Islam in any way. The London mayor has also announced an initiative to arrest you and your family. Now, we have this from the new George Soros emails. Now, I told you this is the battle plan. In fact, Saturday we shot a video showing public statements from the UN lead envoy who heads up the migration program. And immigration program, the migrant program. And we broke all of this down with the headline, UN admits, shocker, UN admits migrant crisis plan to overthrow the West. And we're going to post this Daily Caller article on Infowars.com, where now we have all the emails double proving this. We're just going to under it put my video from Saturday that I came up here and shot, just exposing this. But now we just don't have it from Peter Sutherland. And, of course, in the video, I finger Soros and explain that he funded the Arab Spring, the Ukraine overthrow, what's happening here. This is really happening. But let's just go over the stack of news today on this subject alone. Mega banks above the law, tax exempt, diplomatic immunity, going in with education programs to create absolute, total, homicidal hatred of anyone with white skin, and teaching them to hate capitalism, and teaching them that you must go to the United States or Europe or Australia, and you must capture it politically as leftist, and that you must then take over government and create a utopia. Now, this is taught in Mexico. This is taught in Nigeria. This is taught in Sudan. This is taught in South Africa. This is taught all over places like Venezuela, Nicaragua, El Salvador. They're all running programs as of this year, officially organized with the UN to bring in people from all over the world that land on airplanes and come in on ships. They're not allowed to stay there. And then they are bused all the way to the United States, where the Border Patrol waits for them and loads them on buses to ship them into Democratic Party facilities. Who then they give them ID cards, set them up on full welfare, more than a Social Security recipient, and then large portions of that money is skimmed and given back to the organized crime combine. You saw shadows of this, tracings of this. We're going to skip the network break. It's too important. I mean, I'm serious. This is just the end of the country, the end of the world we're talking about here. And the Border Patrol even comes out and says, we've been ordered to complete the smuggling process. That's how mega massive all this is. So let's continue. Hillary's VP, we have the video of this coming up. Hillary's VP, whites must become a minority to atone for racism. Now, again, this is the ultimate racism. To experience what other people have gone through, because only whites have oppressed anybody in history, total lie, we must make whites a minority so they can be persecuted, is what he's saying. And this is a white guy who's going to lead this and organize all the different racial groups who they're going to put your kids in prison and teach them in the prison how, according to different racial groups, how to kill each other. He's going to manage you, but he's selling it to you, the party of the KKK, as your new time to shine. This is incredible. In fact, let's just play the clip of the man that would be the vice president, probably the president, when Hillary, that brain tumor goes ahead and eats the rest of that melon. Here it is.
For instance, the most segregated hour of the week is 11 o'clock Sunday morning, and that was a challenge to me. And so I've made my spiritual home in a neighborhood where we're not segregated. In fact, we were, when we started there, one of a few white families in that church. It's now a very well-integrated church, but it was important. Especially, I think the burden is on those of us who are in a majority, you know, Caucasians here. We got to put ourselves in situations where we're in the minority.
Okay, so there are the world is officially 90% non-Anglo. And then if you look at the numbers, there's about 3% of that are people that are identifying as Anglo that you could argue aren't. 7% of the planet is Anglo. Okay? But you would think it is the end of the world that white people even exist. So I apologize for Europe, and I apologize for the printing press, and I apologize for the science and the medicine and everything else, and I just am here to say this guy's absolutely right. No, this is a sick, evil race pimp. With George Soros in there funding absolute racial division and racial programs to create hatred between different groups of people and balkanization. Just as they looked at the numbers in Ukraine and said, we're going to go with a right-wing Nazi movement to overthrow the government. And they're going to break the lines between Catholic and Orthodox. They go in with anthropologists and sociologists, and they decide how to game the system. That's all declassified. That's all admitted. It's not my opinion. It's an absolute total fact. And now we have more emails from the hack inside of the Soros Foundation with them breaking down what they're doing. And they don't even use code words, okay? UN Migration Envoy believes EU should undermine national homogeneity. Goes on to say Europe is white, that must be stopped. That is the former founder of the EU, Peter Sutherland, top globalist. That is, again, BBC, you name it. Here's the latest, Daily Caller. Leaked Soros memo, refugee crisis, quote, new normal. See, it's meant to just totally open the border, merge with the Middle East. North Africa, gives new opportunities for global influence. And he goes in to talk about skimming money off the people once they go into the social safety net, organizing them as a political detonator group that is under the control of the leftist combines. I know you've already heard this every day for years here, but just here it is, exactly as I told you, the exact plan. And it just goes on from there. Soros hack reveals plot behind Europe's refugee crisis. Many of a manipulation, cash for social justice. Call in the groups, keep them poor, keep them under your control, get them on welfare, detonate. Burn cities, and then start banning people's free speech that criticize your own program. Advertise Europe's open. Advertise all the free goodies are there. We're getting to that next. Get ready for it. Boom. London mayor to set up police online hate crime hub. This guy is a Muslim. He admits he wants Sharia law. He says he will not follow the Brexit and will make London an Islamic state, basically. They are banning images of women in bathing suits on city-owned property billboards and buses. Hitting and hitting hard. They're putting Muslim police chiefs in almost everywhere. I mean, it is and the reign of terror is on. Again, it's not a Muslim takeover, per se, in this phase. It's that they will enforce. They understand political power and the will to control and to be brought in as a client state to do it. You ought to read what the Sikhs are saying about this, the poor Sikhs that have been battling Muslims for over 1,000 years out of India. And they're the poor ones that when some idiot moron goes in and sees people with turbans, you know, they'll go do a mass shooting occasionally of the poor Sikhs. The Sikhs are out there warning people, this is what the Muslims did in India. You better watch out. They're going to end up being your police chiefs. And it's already happened. It's a total plan. We're totally sold out, folks, with a weirdo Nazi collaborator running it. Now, listen to this. London mayor to set up police online hate crime hub in partnership with social media firms. Already in Germany, they're arresting people, and Facebook has hired the former Stasi to run it. Then they call the police. You get arrested for criticizing open borders in any way. Now it started in London. In fact, Paul's going to have to move here because of it. The office of the London, he's already been threatened, already had phone calls. It's already on. The office of the London's first Muslim mayor, see, he didn't waste some time, has secured millions of pounds to fund a police online hate crime hub to work in partnership with social justice media providers to criminalize trolls who target individuals and communities. Here's another one. Locals warned to stay away from main roads as migrants smash vehicles. Migrants wielding bats and knives have been smashing up vehicles on roads in Calais as the owners sit in traffic, reportedly just for fun. Local residents are warning others to avoid the area, saying that the migrants are not even checking to see whether children are in the vehicles because they set upon them. Well, it's not Islamic, though. It's okay. They, you know, run over kids with a truck. It's not Islamic. One resident has posted pictures on Facebook of their brother-in-law's car, which sustained more than 500 pounds worth of damage as a dozen migrants, meaning illegal alien invaders, set about them with bats completely smashing the side mirror and rear window. You're leaving work, and then you're attacked by migrants just for fun. It disgusts me, said Mava Mila in a post which has been shared more than 6,000 people. Yeah, France has declared, and other places, civil emergencies. I mean, we've shown you the videos. There's thousands of them on YouTube of just burning trucks, mobs of people dragging families out of vehicles, stabbings, murders, hatchet attacks. It's all just an orgy of enjoyment. And again, Hillary's up there with Mateen's father, the mass shooter at the nightclub, right behind her at the VIP area, letting everybody know this is it. Merkel goes to the refugee centers. It's all men, and says, we love you. We're sorry. We're here to help you. As France extends its state of emergency. So we've got that report, but it's okay. Oregon State to force social justice training on freshmen to make sure you learn to submit to all of this and learn how to be beat up. Like in San Francisco State College there, where you've got the little trendy white kid I guess with dreadlocks and stuff, and the two trendies come over and beat him up because he's expropriating culture. See, there's no way to submit to this. You can organize any culture, whether it's Catholic against Orthodox or Hutus against Tutsi black African tribes because one lives on the other side of the river, or Hispanic against white, or white against black. You can organize this crap any way you want, and that's what they've done. They're organizing it. They're launching it. Oregon State to force social justice training on freshmen. Now everyone must go. Oregon State University is developing an online course centered on social justice that new students will soon be required to take. This is how you control civilization. This is how you roll in the robots. This is how you roll in the total surveillance. It's how you roll in the GMO, how you assault all of humanity, replacing their jobs, building a world where humans are obsolete. Is you first teach everyone to fight with each other, and you break up the family, and you divide culture. U.S. accepts more Syrian refugees than all of the EU. New report. London Thought Police special unit to track down online trolls. Yes. Clinton campaign launches voter registration effort led by illegal aliens. Can't make that up. Illegal immigration surges past 2015 totals with 2 months still to go in fiscal year. Border Patrol. Washington Times. My goodness, isn't that just special? Now, when we come back, I'm going to drill into what I already mentioned in more detail. Stanford University confirms Democratic election fraud. Boom, Donald Trump, InfoWars, Drudge, right again. Boom. And then we're going to get into the latest on what's happening with globalization and more on the Soros emails as Obama and the Soros-funded groups hit the Midwest telling them globalism, NAFTA gap, the TPP will deliver you to heaven. And Gary Johnson, the Goldman Sachs stooge, loves it. We'll be back. I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Technically, I wasn't invited to this wedding, but you can stroll into any event with a camera and people will assume you're the photographer. This bag's holding more than cameras. It's also got an RFID scanner that's picking up all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even that key to your office. So while the bride's taking his last name, I'll be taking yours. Say cheese!
Do you have a stronghold on your identity? ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over a decade ago. For about the same price as an unprotected wallet, you can get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. Other RFID blocking technology simply isn't the same. Check the label. If it's not an ID Stronghold, it's probably weak.
I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in bifold, trifold, and the popular mini style.
Get the original RFID blocking wallets. IDStronghold.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday, ladies and gentlemen, we are here live from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We are watching organized private corporate world government use weaponized collapsing third world populations who they fill full of a political operating system of kill the West, destroy Whitey, while the elites sit back in their armored fortresses and watch society collapse, and so they can then consolidate control. They are putting Europe into a collapse paradigm. And they're putting the rest of the world into that collapse paradigm as well. It is incredible. The good news is the military and the police know what's happening. The intelligentsia knows what's happening. And people in third world countries and old world countries know what's happening. And that's why you see the whole world against Soros now. And that means his minions, Hillary Clinton and others. You see the whole world, all these different groups, leaks from inside the Pentagon, leaks from inside the Secret Service, exposing these monsters as humanity awakens. I'm going to break all this down coming up here in a moment. Then I intend to have Doug Hagman of the Northeast Intelligence Network join us to talk about the intel they've got of what dirty tricks Hillary may play going into the last 83 days of this election. We talked to our contact. We talked to our pipeline to the Secret Service. And they added some very important information dealing with Hillary staging a false flag against herself, an assassination attempt that lines up with our other information that comes from another source, from another agency, and also confirming other information about what they're having to do to keep her from going into epileptic seizures. So I'm going to have Joe Biggs pop in for about 10 minutes. He's in Milwaukee with the rest of the crew, Jakari Jackson and Rob Dew. They're going to be covering the Donald Trump rally coming up this evening from inside and outside in a suburb of Milwaukee. So if InfoWarriors want to come out for that, that's very, very important to do tonight. You just look at Donald J. Trump's website and find the exact precise location. I'll announce that later as well. But before I go any further and also get into what's happening in the economy front, ancient defense is very, very hard for us to keep in stock because it's got so many ingredients in it that we want to keep at California level standards, which means they basically have to be so clean it's almost impossible. But there has to be so much testing of the raw materials that a lot of times it takes up to 6 months to get living defense back into stock. We also, again, have the herbal version, this liquid, ancient defense. But living defense, a lot of times, is sold out for up to 6 months. Despite the fact that it's going to sell out in the next 3-4 days, and it'll probably be a month till we get more in, but we're getting better about getting it in quicker and sourcing it, we are still offering 20% off right now. So I want to encourage everybody out there to take advantage of this and to go read why living defense, but also ancient defense, is so important, but specifically living defense. It's got wildcrafted black walnut, green hull, and then it just goes on from there. I'm not going to read to you all the known herbs and known plant-derived compounds that for thousands of years have been known to safely and in a healthy way flush the body of parasites. This is something that from the research we've done and what Dr. Grip says you should do twice a year, and you just take a few of the caplets a day. It's a powder, so you have better absorbability, and it is simply amazing what happens. In fact, I have been back on a parasite cleanse myself and have been taking this for the last week, and just the things that are in it are already so good for your body on top of it. This is the ultimate formulation for a parasite detox, in my opinion. And your purchase, again, of the product makes everything we do here possible. I cannot stress enough the obvious value of having this broadcast and having it expand in the face of the globalist, for us to be able to send our reporters around the country and around the world, for us to be able to have nightly news and special programs and documentaries and to have our writers and researchers. You can see how our analysis is spot on. You can see how our analysis of the globalist operations is changing the world. And that's not hype. That's not talk. That's not bragging. It's fact. I'm not here telling you that so that, oh, I'm a big shot. I'm telling you that you are the InfoWar. You're the reason this operation is so successful. InfoWars is the ship. our crew are the sails and the rigging and the brains of the operation, but you are the ocean and the wind which propels the craft. Without you, we're dead in the water. So you are just as important as the ship itself. In fact, your support of us built the ship itself. You are not just the wind. When you decide to promote an article, when you decide to share a link, Drudge, it came out yesterday, and mainstream news, is the number one website, news website in the world. InfoWars is 80-something, up 10 points in ranking. And that's using real Google Analytics, and that's what the even mainstream media breaks down and says. Bigger than the New York Times, bigger than Facebook, all of it combined, more traffic on Drudge. Number one, beating out Fox, beating out CNN, beating out all of it. Now, what does that tell you about them? It tells you they're a joke. And look at how InfoWars is growing. And look at how the information we cover is now being covered by Breitbart, is now being covered by the Daily Caller, is now being covered by even mainstream news, because what we're saying is the truth. And I've never wanted to be underground and always on the outside and just failing and being a beautiful loser who's too cool and nobody gets me. And, you know, I run around at coffee shops and I'm into myself and, oh, my gosh, I'm so intellectual. I'm just a person of the people who wants liberty and common sense, who is taking action and wreaking havoc to the New World Order and trying to get other people to realize that their very future depends on this, and the globalists hate you and hate your family. And you should take that personal. We're being usurped by a form of 21st century warfare. We are under attack. This is the 21st century war. It's economic. It's replacing humans. It's destroying the family. It's turning us all against each other. This is a scientific attack. And they tell you what they're doing in the movie The Kingsman. They dumb it down that a wavelength's being sent out over the cell phones to cause our primitive brains to kick on and make us kill each other. That is a dumbed-down allegory of what's actually going on. And it's a billionaire working with other billionaires to wipe out the population of the Earth 99% to bring in a utopia. Now, you may have heard of that theme before, Moonraker, written in the 50s by Ian Fleming, high-level OSS and then MI6, telling you what globalists were talking about, the allegory of going up into space while you bioweapon the whole Earth, the pathogen, the biological pathogen, runs its course, phases out, is designed to mutate until it's no longer harmful, and you return to Earth and repopulate it with your eugenic dream. They're telling you the plan. But they're going to do it in slow motion. Because while they poison us and kill us and torture us slowly, they want to find cures for themselves. So while they're testing all of this on us, they're looking for mutations. They're looking for what they call the Lazarus gene. They're looking for immortal cell lines. And let me give you a newsflash. They have found immortal cell lines that never die. Think about that. Look it up. Only flame kills them. The globalists know we're not in Kansas anymore, and it's time for all of us to figure out we're not in Kansas anymore. Now, just like I tell you, George Soros is planning to flood the West with third world populations, to weaponize them, to have them all have chips on their shoulders, and to have them be political tools to burn down any city whenever he wants. Basically, all admitted, all come out. They'd use them as weapons, skim the money off the top they got from social welfare programs. It's all coming out because here's what's happening. The intelligence agencies, who aren't perfect, realize that there's no future under this new world order. And I don't care whether it's MI6 or the CIA or the FBI or who it is, the Russians, everybody is coming together and realizing this new world order has got to be stopped. I mean, we're going to let some 87-year-old crazy Nazi collaborator freakazoid blow up the West and bring us into world financial ruin because he wants to lord over a bunch of poor people because he's an asshole excuse me using that term, I apologize, because it's not strong enough for him. He is a demonic demon who wants to run the world. And, of course, he can't do that because of business. He can't do it because of free market. He can't dominate, so he has to blow it all up to say he rules it. I've got to read this. Hold on one second. Okay. Remember that thing I said earlier about that particular article? Like I said, post it under our byline. The entire thing, please. Thank you. And I'm dealing with some other stuff right now. I'm dealing with some other news that is so over the top. That's why the globalists get away with what they do, because the things they do are just so incredibly crazy. Finishing up, though, going back to the plug, Living Defense is now 20% off for a limited time, because we're going to have to hold some back for folks that are signed up for AutoShip. You can get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip. And you can also get free shipping when you get orders of $50 or more, and 10% off when you sign up for AutoShip. So InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. Also, the new film, Armageddon, is out. It's the director's cut, exclusively available for the next week or so at InfoWarsStore.com. You get a second copy, and you get two of my films free. And there's a bunch of different variants where you can choose which two of my films you want free, like Matrix of Evil or Fall of the Republic or America Destroyed by Design, all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And again, that is the oxygen that helps fund the fires of liberty. Let's get into this now. I mentioned it earlier, but think about what a big deal this is. Stanford University confirms Democratic election fraud. This is being reported on by the Hill newspaper and many others. That's really got to be upsetting the establishment. The bombshell study released by Stanford University confirms evidence of election fraud during the 2016 Democratic Party primaries. According to a paper released this week entitled, "We Are Witnessing a Dishonest Election," a state comparison based on voting procedures used during the election reveals endemic election fraud within the system. That's at the top. Election fraud is not voter fraud. Given the stakes in the outcome of the American presidential elections, ensuring the integrity of the electoral process is of the utmost importance. And there's going to be more hacks. A little bird told me there were other hacks that have certain parties directing the fraud and preparing in the general election, and organizing the illegals to vote and the dead people to vote. Oh, I'm afraid all the emails will be released before you have the election. And no amount of false flags, Soros, are going to put that genie back in the little bottle. You can run on for a long time, creepy man. Are the results we are witnessing in the 2016 primary elections trustworthy? While Donald Trump enjoys a clear and early edge over the Republican rivals, the Democratic contest between former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Senator Bernie Sanders has been far more competitive. And then it goes back to articles where they tried to spin the whole thing, but where they did end up stealing it from Bernie Sanders. Now, let's go ahead and get to this article that Roger Stone wrote for the Hill newspaper. He also sent it to us to post at InfoWars.com. Can the 2016 election be rigged? You bet. Donald Trump has said publicly that he fears the next election will be rigged based on both technical capability and recent history. Trump's concerns are not unfounded. A recent study by Stanford Research University provided that Hillary Clinton's campaign rigged the system to steal the nomination from Bernie Sanders. What does that mean to Bernie Sanders in Wisconsin? It's stunning. And then it goes on to the history of that. Politico profiled a Princeton professor who has demonstrated how the election voting machines that are most widely used can be hacked in 5 minutes or less. Robert Fratrakis, who I want to get on, professor of political science in the Social and Behavioral Sciences Department at Columbus State Community College has written a must-read book on the strip and flip technique used to rig these machines. Professor is a Green Party activist, in case you're thinking he's some Republican. A computer hacker showed CBS News last week how to vote multiple times using a $15 electronic device. Again, they've designed these things to be defrauded. But listen, then they argue, well, nobody's announcing it nationally, so you can't steal it nationally because you can only steal it locally and then just hope that enough local thefts allow whoever the system wants to get into power, get into power. No, they have a secretive group made up of six media outlets headed up by the Associated Press, formerly Voter News Services. Now it's got two or three new names to confuse the public, that just announces who the winners are. And listen, I know our audience already knows this. I'm just pointing out that more and more it's coming out that this is going on and that it's very, very exciting to see this unfolding and see this happening, because Donald Trump standing up to election fraud is shining more light on this critical issue than we've ever seen before, because we finally have a candidate that actually is calling fraud for what it is. Stay with us.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit silveratmarket.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. Silveratmarket.com.
Police chief has come out and pointed out that the problem the last three nights in Milwaukee, after a black police officer shot a black armed man with a felony record, was stirred up by the Communist Party that had been brought in from Chicago, and that is what we experience basically every single time. Now, I want to be clear here. This is not about a referendum on the police. It's not about saying the police are perfect or there aren't bad cops or legislatures aren't passing bad laws that are unconstitutional and putting police officers in an unconstitutional role. I have big issues with it and always have, but I'm not mentally ill. If a bad cop does something somewhere else and then someone randomly shoots another cop, that's called craziness. And we have globalists trying to destabilize this country and other countries, and we have their own emails and their own battle plans. But I don't need a Soros hack. The UN admits they're doing this. The UN, the State Department admits they spent $5 billion starting 6 years ago to overthrow Ukraine, overthrow an elected government. And they started it talking about police brutality and using cases in the media that Soros and others were funding to make the police emblematic of the evil government. And the government was doing some bad stuff. And the police had done some bad things. But the point is, foreign outside interest came in and stirred it all up to get a shooting war going. Now, shooting wars are bad for business, bad for kids going to school, bad for stock markets. See, we got a big, wealthy country. It's got problems. But we sure don't need to burn it all down, do we, to fix the problem? No. And by the way, if poor people get induced by an evil mastermind to burn down their own neighborhoods, that doesn't help them, does it? I'm going to end up being just fine because I'm a wise person. I know how things work. I've made preparations. So if I disliked people in the inner city, I'd be like George Soros, inducing them with change agents on the ground, foundation funded, to burn this baby to the ground. It's such a sick joke. And Sheriff David Clark, who I just love, we need to get him back on the show. He's been on many times. He has come out and said, listen, let's get off the police for a minute. It's about ghetto reform. And it's about the culture of helplessness and what's happening and the fact that Milwaukee's getting poorer, folks. Doesn't matter what color you are. The country's falling apart. And you got nasty, evil, big foundations from Chicago. They're little commie fronts. The Weatherman 2.0. Literally. That's what he said. Coming in to do this. It's a joke. Milwaukee's liberal. Milwaukee has incredible integration. Milwaukee people get along. Milwaukee's not racist on average. It's a load of bull. Black cop shoots a black guy waving a gun? That is not a reason to go around burning stuff down for George Soros. Let's play the clip.
Serves as an igniter, there's no doubt, but to an already volatile situation, a volatile mix of urban pathologies, failed urban policy that exacerbates inescapable poverty, failing public schools, inadequate parenting, father-absent homes. We all know when fathers are not around to shape the behavior of young boys, they oftentimes grow up to be unmanageable misfits that the police have to deal with in an aggressive fashion and kill. But I think it's important to point out as well, because we tend to gloss over this stuff. We keep focusing on the police. And I've said publicly before, stop trying to fix the police, fix the ghetto. And I talked about those urban pathologies.
The full video's up on InfoWars.com. We got a bunch of clips coming up. And a guest, stay with us. This is important, folks. We have their own battle plans to bring our countries down. Soros needs to be arrested right now. If he goes to Russia, he will be.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm